Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ensuring your baby gets the nutrients they need to support their growth and development is a top priority for every parent. That's why millions around the globe have turned to A2 Platinum as the formula they trust. A2 Platinum Premium Infant Formula is nutritionally complete with whole milk as the first ingredient. Their A2 whole milk comes from specifically selected cows that naturally produce milk containing only the A2 protein and no A1. With 30-plus select nutrients, A2 Platinum is specifically designed with tiny tummies in mind and without worry of harmful chemicals. Quality and safety are the number one priority for A2 Platinum. Plus, they are clean label Project Purity Award certified. Join millions of parents and choose A2 Platinum for your little one. Right now, for a limited time only, A2 is offering podcast listeners 25% off their first purchase when you use promo code PODCAST25 at checkout on Amazon or at A2Platinum.com. Again, for 25% off your first order, go to Amazon or A2Platinum.com and use the promo code PODCAST25.
Welcome to Vanderpodcalypse Now. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
We are here to talk about Vanderpump Rules. Heard of it? Of course you have. That's why you're here. We're into the season. It's episode 5. We're going to talk about episode 5 today. Like it or break it. And they break it. They break it. They don't like it. It's a fractured group of people here in Lake Tahoe, plus a dog that who the fuck knows what's going to happen to him. Hippie.
Plus Graham. Dog.
Plus dog. Minus cat. Plus dog.
What about Mr. Banks?
Mr. Banks. Mr. Banks is going through some serious shit. All the cats are... Honestly, every man, woman, child, and animal on the show is in for a tough run. The configurations are not looking good for anybody.
But the wolves are doing great.
But the wolves, darling, they're doing great. The wolves, which is just a dog.
Yeah.
You summon the sirens.
Oh yeah, we're under arrest. Bravo police are coming.
Yeah, for being too funny.
Yeah.
but we're going to talk about the big Lake Tahoe episode. We get to Lake Tahoe. We get the fallout of Graham Cracker, now called Hippie. We'll talk about why. But it starts with Tom and Tom. They're at Hatchet Outdoor Supply. Surprise, surprise. Schwartz has no clothes. Fucking, I don't know what happened to Schwartz. He has no clothes, no apartment. He only has plants. He doesn't have...
I did think it was funny though when he did say he looked like Adam Sandler on any red carpet. I was like, that's a pretty good and accurate reference. When I first saw that, I was like, oh, is this like a where he's going for like regular clothes? Because that's like really weird. And then they were like, it's really Tahoe clothes.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes more sense.
Yeah, which they don't really specify. They're basically, I mean, he's at the depressingest low in this episode than ever. And he's been in a very depressing place for most of this season, all of this season. But he goes to get some hideously ugly pants for Tahoe at this place, Hatchet Outdoor Supply. I feel bad for every customer service person in this episode, too. They're really the heroes of this. They're dealing with all these fucking Vanderpump cast members just descending on Hollywood. You get paid minimum wage to deal with this.
But the hatchet sales have gone way up, I'm sure.
Hatchet sales. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fucking, I don't know. Everything's brown in that store. Everything's fucking Carhartts and things and caps.
Sturdy.
Exactly. Like knits. I don't fucking know. But then we have Graham. We've got James. He's bringing Graham home in his BMW. This dog is like, this dog, what a charmed life. He's got his like, fucking looking out the window, BMW fucking going straight into Burbank for his new life. He's catching the dog. You know, it's like a fucking produced scene where James is like, you know, Graham Cracker, I love you. You're my best friend. You love Ali Bally. You're going to love your new life. And it's like, you will not love your new life. You're just being brought into a whole new hellscape. Enjoy this car because it's as peaceful as it gets. James says, our bond was undeniable, unbreakable. He was the best dog dad. This is another theme of James in this episode. He was the best dog dad. And it's like, you weren't. You taunted this dog. Like, you didn't like this dog and you kind of like didn't give a fuck really.
I kind of like – not to say that's not – number one, I don't find it like super interesting. But the fact that like the dog is like an ammunition as content for this a lot of this episode.
Shameless.
And it's kind of like – it's not the dog's fault.
No. But the dog does have horrible behavioral issues.
But that's a reflection on the owners, too.
Sure, like, sure. But the dog's being toted at. The dog never gets a nap. Yeah. Does the dog sleep in this episode?
Yeah, no.
Just on a private
it's
jet?
Like work, work, work.
Exactly. This fucking dog just like getting like, carry you over a restaurant? This fucking dog at a crowded restaurant?
Everyone's screaming.
Traumatized. Yeah. His fucking martinis being spilled on his little, you know, head. Jesus. And then we get to Ariana and Katie. Things are not going well for something about her, which I enjoyed this real as fuck scene where they're just like in the car being like, someone shat on the patio. You know, this is the reality.
Yeah.
I will say, did Tom and Tom ever have to deal with this ever, either with Tom Tom and Schwartz and Sandy's? I don't think so.
I mean, a lot of, and I feel like I've said this before, there's a lot of restaurants that have opened up in Los Angeles in the 100+ years it's been in existence. I understand. There's a lot of nuance and stuff like that. But I imagine that if a restaurateur wanted to open this place, he's like, we need this open, it would be open. I just don't know what, like, structurally or laws have been enacted or actual matter has changed the atoms where, like, oh, we can't put this there because these things now disappear.
Yeah.
I still feel like this is something that's just there for something to –
yeah,
something,
to talk about. Well, yeah.
Something to talk about.
You think it wasn't like – if it wasn't ADA compliant before. It's like – yeah, it's just a thing. You think fucking Ariana gives a fuck? She's going on dance – at this point in her – she's like about to be on Dancing with the Stars. She doesn't give a fuck about mayo cartons and like a fucking walkway into her sandwich
shop. I mean, it's really just a storyline and maybe an equity into a place that I guess might open.
I don't think it's ever going to open. Me, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I just personally, and I've heard people who have gone by it, it's all like boarded up. Like nothing is – if you want to know, boots to the ground, what's happening, what's something about her, it's a space in West Hollywood, very close to Sur. There's nothing going on in it. You can't really see yeah, it's all kind of boarded up, kind of buttoned up. There's nothing to like see. There's no coming soon. There's nothing like that around.
I wonder if it's a matter of like, if we do open, what are we going to do? Like, I don't have time to
make
spend
sandwiches.
Time.
You think Ariana's going to – she's like, I'm going to – I can't do Chicago anymore on Broadway. Yeah. I have to go back and make like
Tabata.
A fucking – yeah, like a Greek salad sandwich. No, that's not going to happen.
I think it was probably something that was a really good idea and then – Scandoval happened.
Yeah.
And then the dichotomy changed of everything.
Yeah, this is a pre-Scandoval storyline that just doesn't suit us anymore. We don't want it. Nobody wants it. You think Katie... Look at Katie. Yeah. She doesn't even want to be in the scene.
Yeah.
Like, you think she wants to open a sandwich shop? You think Ariana wants to fucking... No, she has like 4,000 other things she'd rather be doing. No one wants to do this. They're sitting here. They're coming and clocking into work to do this thing. And I would bet a lot of money that the sandwich shop will never exist, although I would imagine the merch shop will exist.
I don't – what's his name from The Hill? Is that from The Hill? Is it Chris
Pratt?
Is that his name?
Chris? No, this is Chris Pratt from the actor?
No, what's his name is
Pratt. Spencer Pratt.
Spencer Pratt.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
He – Chris Pratt has – nothing
He's,
to say about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nothing
at all. When he said that it was a kind of like a grift to sell merchandise – I didn't think that was insane.
No. Also, it's true and like also so what? You know, like fine.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, it's like, send it to Daryl. I don't care. Like, no, this is what they do. And this is like the New York magazine or the New Yorker article with Tom Sandoval where they talk about how much everyone gets paid. And what do they make? Like, you know, $20,000 to $35,000 an episode. And then when they're not shooting, they do shit like this. Like, that's their life. That's their job. And, like, that's kind of the gig. And then they get publicly ridiculed for the rest of their lives.
Not by us, though.
Not never by us.
We're not part of the problem. That's the thing.
No, not at all. So, again, Ariana's like, who do I have to blow at City Hall to open this restaurant? Nobody.
Probably nobody. It's probably just something you – it's like, hey, you just got to fill out this form. And they're just like, who do I have to blow? And
yeah, it's like, no.
Big City Hall sitting there going, you didn't –
performative.
Just not, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, you can open a business in our – neighborhood.
I mean,
that's
West,
okay.
It's not like this part of Los Angeles that's been like it's just overcome with weeds. It's no. West Hollywood. You know how many businesses have probably been there?
Yeah.
Probably 20 in the last 11 years.
Absolutely. And the that one space is like, for sure. And it's like, they're like, yeah, open up your fucking thing and like,
are they paying rent
money
on it? So they're just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just something doesn't feel right
something
with it.
Something is not adding up. Something but about it, this.
It's just, but they're like, oh, but it's still a storyline. That stinks.
Ugh, don't care. Katie has a zero FOMO level about going to Tahoe. She says that Schwartz doesn't give a fuck about the trip, which is just true. And Ariana says that she's, you know, she is not going to be loyal to people who don't reciprocate that, which is the whole kind of thrust of this season is Lisa getting people to unify, all the cast members to unify with Sandoval so that they can all be one big happy family. Ariana's not going to let that happen. And crisis will erupt, I'm sure. James comes home. He brings Graham back. It registers, and I love this moment because it registers on Allie's face that there's that he's brought a dog into their house, undiscussed. Can you imagine? Like, you're sitting on the floor on your laptop, as she is. She's got a little water. She's doing her little, like, cozy little, like, astrology thing, probably. In walks her boyfriend that she cohabitates with a dog that has probably already chewed something up. And the dog is like, ah!
Yeah.
And she's, like, thinking about her cats and her home that she just moved into that is, like, pretty pristine looking.
And she dropped $2,000 on a party.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this, and she, like, she's like, is that Graham? Like, she's registering that this is Graham. And here we are. Mr. Banks enters the room. Mr. Banks is also not happy. This cat, this old cat. You know, do this to an old tabby?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And it's great that Allie is unhappy because she's the only one who's, like, being honest about it. Like, no one else is being honest. Like, Graham is, like, a behaviorally challenged dog that they're dragging around for a storyline. She's like, great, like, dogs are hard. She's in her talking head. She's like, dogs are hard. And then James is like, this is your new backyard forever. And Allie's like, great. Allie's like, is Raquel going to want her back? And James is like, who gives a fuck? You know, he's like, whatever. Like, this is our dog. Like, Graham, my best friend.
And because, I mean, we know that he, you know, and James is successful at DJing. Mm-hmm. So he's in his residency. So Allie, where's the dog go?
Allie is going to be taking care of this dog along with these elderly cats. And Allie, again, the most perceptive person, I would say, but she's just like, Raquel's dog. I can't get rid of this girl. And it's like, yeah, no shit. But also, you should kind of be thanking her still because, like, this is also what put you on the map a little bit. Like, without Raquel and James breaking up, sowing the seeds for Scandoval, like, you wouldn't be on the show, probably making this, you know, like, it's like, yeah, that sucks, but also, like, you're welcome, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, part of the fallout.
I think she's put her time in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she's, but also, you know, like, she's got to be a part, you know, your boyfriend is James.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know that he's going to be working. He's going to be, like, doing some fucking bullshit that's going to be inconveniencing you for however long you're with him, living with him, whatever. And part of it is taking care of this dog that bites people, you know? And so, like, they're kind of introducing the dog, the dogs and cats. It's like, this is not a way to introduce animals, first of all. Like, between a screen door in Burbank, the cat is freaking out. The dog just, like, wants to get at the cat. James is like, yeah! And Allie's like, no.
And I'm sure there's a camera crew around and sound people with boom mics. The dog is probably like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm amped.
Of course. The dog has, again, not had a moment to... Does anyone have, like, is the dog have, like, a kennel? Like, a crate? Like, some safe space. Like, dogs are like den animals. They need, like, a safe space. This dog's safe space is James. James's BMW. Anyway, back at Hatchet, Schwartz gets those ugly fucking pants. And we get some news. Raquel is going back to Rachel. This is where that is introduced in the show. Sandoval knew. He knew. And Rachel, Raquel, is also out of her mental health facility. And I don't know if you noticed this, but, like, he knows that she's out because he texts her and the bubble goes from green to blue. So she has her phone back, like, her phone is back on again. But you can see in that shot of him checking his phone all of these messages from him. Yeah. I have a screen grab. I'll put it on our Instagram. But it's just, like, very funny where he's like, hey, just again, still thinking that maybe she'll come back to the show and maybe he'll have an ally, even though he fucking doesn't give a fuck about her. And she doesn't want to hear from him either. So, you know.
It's, I mean, listen, I mean, I don't know. To her credit, I guess she could. I mean, she could be on, you know what I mean? She could be taking this thing to be on the show and get something out of it, but she's choosing not to.
No,
I don't know.
It's very much a break from the behavior that we have seen to say no to it, you know, to say no. And I'm sure her, more than most people, I would imagine, got fucking manipulated and produced, and because she's talked about it on her podcast, you know? So her saying no to this is a big fucking deal, and her, like, kind of taking control, going rogue, you know, and like doing her own thing. And hopefully she's like making some money, because everyone is still making money off of her. I'm really hoping that she's fucking making some money, because she deserves to have some money made aside from like auctioning off her fucking TomTom sweatshirt. Jesus, like, make some fucking money. Like, you know, you don't have to do it through Bravo, but like, everyone is still using you as a storyline to make money. I hope you're doing the same. So again, like, Raquel is out. Schwartz is like, oh, I don't want to face the world. I wasn't even a part of it. I don't want to face the world. I can't imagine.
You were a part of it, dude.
You're a part of it. Yeah. You're complicit in it.
A pretty big part of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't a part of it.
No. Yeah. He's probably the third most important player in this,
I would say.
Maybe fourth? I don't know. But again, pretty close.
How many people are in the world? How many billion? You know what I mean? Yeah. You're the top four.
Yeah, you're the top four people that were involved in this thing. But he's remaining optimistic. He wants to hike. He wants to ride in a gondola. He's going with positivity and a great mindset for Tahoe. He wants a wet, hot American summer vibe and not a shiny vibe.
I do appreciate the wet, hot American summer.
Yeah, of course he loves a wet, hot American summer reference. He's fucking Schwartz. You know, of course. He wants to – here's his dream. He also is sharing a dream with us. His dream is to jump into Lake Tahoe. I was like, that's your dream? You could have – first of all – easy dream to live.
Yeah.
Go to Lake Tahoe, jump in. But like, that's your, like, my dream is to jump into like the clear waters of Lake Tahoe with my castmates. And Sandoval also just wants to have fun. Like, he's here to have fun. He wants to have fun. It's like, then don't go on this trip. This is fun to you? Like, this is the only way. This is the only route. And obviously, he's working. Who else is working? Fucking Sheena Marie. And is that her middle name? I think so. Sheena Marie Shea. Still going with Shea. And Brock. And they're at Kemi and Jack's. Jack's, interesting. Mm-hmm. Swimsuit store. There's swimsuit shopping. Sheena has a lot of anxiety. Sheena's in her heady era. You know, she's got postpartum OCD. She's anxious. She talks about Tori, how Tori's a nanny. Tori's the nanny that she used once, not even to watch her child, but to spot her mom while her mom watches her
child. She's done already, right? That's what
she's fucking done. Her other nanny job, the woman went to labor, and so she's doing that. So now Tori can't babysit. Brock wants a nanny. Here's what Brock says. He's like, I want a nanny, not a mother-in-law. We're newlyweds. I don't want a fucking my mother-in-law around. Let's have a hot nanny around instead. Yeah. Could we do that? He's like, we're newlyweds. Could we have some hot women around instead of your fucking mom? It's like, how about just take care of your kid or your family back in Australia?
I know. You know, I always think, like, anytime he says something, it's like, you really don't have – I mean, it is your kid. I mean, whatever. But you don't really – like, you don't really have a high horse to get upon.
No. Also, your argument is bad. If you don't want – your wife's mom around, take care of your kid. You want your honeymoon, like, I don't, just having
why,
someone
why
around.
Why does he need to go to Tahoe? I mean, he could stay home.
Yeah, also, like, having someone else around, no matter if it's a mother-in-law or a nanny, is bad if you're quote-unquote newlyweds. You know, you just, first of all, Brock fucking hates Sheena's mom. Like, that was established last season. And Sheena's mom is, like, the primary caretaker for their kid. And he doesn't like that. And he's like such a fucking asshole.
You should be stoked that you have a mother-in-law that's like willing to do that, because you both seem to probably have events and whatnot to do. So
yeah. Like, come the fuck on.
Because the thing is, like, I don't want my mother, but if you're not there, so you don't want the mother-in-law watching your kid when you're in like Tahoe?
Yeah. Sorry, you don't. Okay. I mean, he's just like a fucking dick. And he's on the good side of everybody right now because he's on fucking Ariana's side. And I think, honestly, he will stay on that side because he likes being a fucking big man to fucking Tom Sandoval, which is not hard to do. Sandoval's very fucking stupid. I'm not even sure who's stupider, Brock or Sandoval. It's a real fucking meeting of the minds later in this episode. But they're arguing in this swimming suit store. And Sheena calls it out. She's like, it's weird that we're arguing in a store. And Brock says, that's optics. Yeah, everyone's seeing yeah. you argue in a store. Poor fucking store clerk is like, yeah. just fucking buy
it. But there's
suit
a camera crew in there,
out.
Too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm taking the fun out of it. But there's also wires, probably. You know what I mean?
But you could argue, and like, Brock could have argued this and not seem like such a fucking gross dick.
Yeah.
You know, like, and Sheena, you know, she's in it too, and she's doing her thing. But still, it's just like, at least, like, argue. Fun. I don't yeah. know. Like, make it.
It was
like gross.
It was actually a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
which I guess I appreciated. At least it didn't seem real. Super staged.
They're in
I
their
guess.
Verite stage of like this real. Later we'll get to like some other. Like,
maybe it's because she had that little ounce of fat on her that made her upset.
No.
Remember that?
Extra small.
Yeah, she was just like. He's like, you just had a kid. I mean, that yeah. was a real statement.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was like, okay, you know yeah. what I mean. I was like. Sheena, you look great.
Yeah. I mean, Sheena is unrecognizable. If you go back to season one, yeah. go back to the pilot, look at Sheena, and you're like, these are not the same people at all. Like, it's jarring. More than I would say any other.
But the same look.
Well,
hair pulled back, very tight.
Yeah, I get, but even. I don't know. No, now she has kind of like a. Yeah. She got her hair like relaxed. She got like a keratin treatment. It was just like a different fucking fate. I don't know. I mean, again, we can talk about like all that stuff, but it's just she's come a long way. Why was I even talking about this? I don't fucking know. Anyway, let's go back to Katie's apartment. Not back. We've never been. Schwartz brings a bag of wine to Katie's apartment and the dogs. And then we go to Lala's house. She's also feeling weird about this Tahoe trip. Sandoval's house. He asks Anne, our friend, Anne Maddox, if his outfit will hide the blood, blah, 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 in case people, like, fucking beat the shit out of him or something. She's like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, it's red.
She's like, release me.
Just a very real response.
Oh, yeah, she's like, can I go back to, like, cleaning your fucking kitchen? Thanks. Lisa, we find out, is bringing Graham on Lisa's private jet to Tahoe. Graham has ridden in more luxury vehicles than I have in a very long time.
It's got, like, loud engines. I mean, yeah, just so much
it's
happening.
It's bad. It's bad for a dog. And Allie says to James, are you nervous to see Sandoval? He is. He is nervous. And we, you know, as one should be, right? But, again, they're all kind of sucking it up to go on this lake they're all kind of sucking it up to go on this Lake Tahoe trip because that's part of their jobs. We've got this, like, LAX montage? How glamorous. They're all fucking driving LAX. They get there. They're eating at Alfred Coffee at yeah. LAX. It's like, and it's all in that like filter, like Polaroid filter, as if this is from a different time and place.
Yeah.
It was very weird. It went on for a very long time. And they're like, Perry. Like, they're like, we're having a blast at fucking gate A17 yeah. at LAX. It's like, okay, can we just get to Tahoe? This is not fun. But in Tahoe, it is fun because Lisa is doing a photo shoot. She's doing a photo shoot for Wolf with Oliver. She's like, she starts it out like she starts out a lot of times that she's talking to her dogs, where it's like, Oliver, you dog, you're just a dirty dog. You know, you're just a fucking playboy, sexy man. She's always like, you want to fuck these dogs. And this is a restaurant called Wolf. And I'm not saying that there should be wolves in this photo shoot. But I will say they could have gotten a dog that looks more like a wolf.
Yeah.
This dog is a rug. It's like a Samoyed. It's like a husky. And I'm like, you could have gotten like a brown. Like, this is not – this is like a sled dog. It's like a fluffy sled dog.
Well, my wife, Michelle, who mm-hmm. Is the one who got me into the show in season mm-hmm, two, mm-hmm. just giving –
Gotta shout her out.
Gotta shout her out.
Yeah.
She showed me Lisa's Instagram – about Wolf, where it's a wolf in like a business suit,
yeah.
And she was like, do you, like, look at this, like, kind of unhinged photo on Lisa Vanderpump's Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It is very wild. It's like, what? Is it AI? I guess it's AI. I don't know.
Yeah, Lisa's marketing has always been absolutely deranged.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
I guess it works. I mean.
Yeah, she's like, send that. She does have, like, a pretty good hook to kind of start the genius of the restaurant concept, like you know, like throw them to the wolves.
Yeah.
You know, they're like Tom Tom. You know, there's like a kernel of like a good idea, but then it always expounds into like steampunk dystopia.
It is, yeah.
Like fucking home goods
the past
nightmare.
Future.
Yeah, velvet. You know, it's always like this like too much shit. It's like a warehouse sale of shit, and you get to have like an overpriced
like
drink there.
Steel and velvet.
Yeah, and horns. Very just talking about it. But this photo shoot is amazing. She's on a cliffside with this dog, and she's in like, for, you know, like offensive, like fucking bullshit, like dated offensive bullshit. And she's like in the cold with the dog. That's a wolf, darling. It's all over. You're so sexy, you know. She's brought Graham with her. And Tom and Tom call her, presumably from the airport on the way to the Tahoe place. She's in the middle of a photo shoot, darling, but she can take the call. And they're like, things are going great. Things are going great. You guys sat together amicably in LAX.
Yeah.
Things are going great. Tom's, did you notice Tom's eyebrows? I was like, you got some like crazy fucking like filler Botox thing. It's like they're very high up.
It is.
Very
so when he's high up. When it was like that and he was swinging the axe around at that axe store, I was like, yo, this is a little bit like, I'll say it again, unhinged.
Yeah. No, I want to see, I want to peer into Tom Sandoval's future in terms of Botox. I want to see his face in 15 years. Like, I think he will look like, who's the wedding planner for a lot of these? Or if you're watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know this character. He's the guy who plans decadent weddings. He never listens to any of his clients. He just like spends money, and he has like his face looks insane. And I'm just like, Tom Sandoval is going to look like this person. Remember that guy's name?
No.
He fucking planned Lisa's shit. If you know his name, please let us know, and let us know if you think his face is future Tom Sandoval's face. It's very important. Anyway, They say things are going well. Sandoval's eyebrows, I already mentioned that. Got that written down in a little note. Sheena and Brock are at the Tahoe house arguing about laundry for far too long.
He's wearing his little... they're talking about the pink.
Who cares? Brock and Sandoval encounter each other in the kitchen like bad... They're like roommates who are in a fight. And they're both at the fridge. And Brock gets...
He's wearing his tiny little
bikini. Fucking thing with his like thing. You know, it's like... Giant, it's like a fucking, she's like a fucking refrigerator of a man going in. He's getting some grapes. He's like, you want some grapes?
Yeah.
Sandoval
let me tear open
grape,
this
grapes
gift basket.
Yeah, exactly. But they're holding the grapes like it's a Greek, like it's a fucking amphora that a carving of a man eating these big grapes. He's like holding them in his hand, his palm up, like face level, like you know you would. Eat grapes, I guess. And Brock is like preaching to Sandoval, you know, like fucking, you know, you have to say you're sorry, you know, you have to have some self-awareness. Sandoval doesn't want to go there. Then Schwartz and James in James's room. James is stressing out about this whole situation. And then we're back and Sandoval says, quote, we felt like things were done towards us with very specific malicious intent, which is again, Sandoval being Sandoval, super tone deaf. Him and Raquel, he still thinks that she will possibly be on the show and that they're in it together and he has to hold out as a unified front. She's not even returning his texts. They're not a unified front. You're a fucking idiot.
So he's just pretty much using her existence as content.
Exactly. Exactly. And as a way to like re-victimize himself over and over again. James comes in the kitchen. It's very awkward. He's like, I have to go do my hair. Like, he's like, I got to go do my hair now. And they're like, bye, I guess. Tom is a talking head where it's like everyone's coming after me, right? It's like this isn't just about them forgiving me. It's something we all have to work through together. It's another thing he says in his talking head, which is like bullshit. Again, just like you're not taking any accountability. You look like a fucking piece of shit. You are a piece of shit. Tom again, just shut the fuck up. But he won't. They're on the porch. It's actually looking very beautiful. He tells everyone on the porch, they're like getting ready to swim, and like they're like having, you know, their alcohol-free drinks, which again, what are we doing here? He says he just wants to thank everyone. He just wants to thank everyone for being here. And as a thank you, he has some girl named Shannon coming over later to do meditation and yoga. And James is like, fuck you. He's like, I wish James were more vocal. He's very vocal in the talking head, but in the moment, I need the old James to like pour Captain Morgan on his head. You
anything
know?
But regular therapy.
Yeah, anything.
Anything.
Anything. And Sandoval continues saying that meditation has been a solid replacement for him drinking. And I'm like, yeah, but you still drink a lot. I know you drank like every day for 2 years and like I believe that, but like you are still drinking. This hasn't replaced anything. This is just you being a fucking asshole and trying to say something.
Yeah, and being extra.
Yeah, exactly. And Lala, of course, has to chime in about sobriety and it being a day-by-day thing. Lala, in her talking head, thinks that it's admirable that he's working on himself, which is true, I guess, but also, like, Lala, you are the weakest link here. You know he's going to fuck you. You know, Schwartz has got you. Sandoval's working on you. Sandoval is not sober, though. I think if he did stop drinking, him and Lala's relationship would be more closely aligned more easily repaired. I'm just thinking that. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Sandoval will ever stop drinking. I don't think Schwartz will ever stop drinking. Sandoval talks about how he wants to experience things sober, how cool it is to experience things sober. It's so cool. Like, how insightful of you. Like, that's how most people experience things.
I never even thought of it until he said it.
No, not you. But it's like most people don't drink for 2 years straight every day. They can't do – like, it's just – it is like a high-functioning thing. But then Schwartz chimes in and says, not sex though, right? It's like, God, you're fucking dark. You're so fucking dark. Also, like, Schwartz is, I'm sure, horrible at sex. If he even has sex, I consider him to be like a very like sexless character on the show. Like a stupid joke. But again, it points to Schwartz also being a fucking... And again, I can't say that he's an alcoholic, but obviously has some problematic drinking under his belt. Graham comes walking down the stairs, prancing down the stairs, fresh from his private jet. He has been renamed Hippie because his godfather, George Michael, of course, named his dog Hippie. So now, as a tribute, James... A tribute to his godfather. He's going to rename his dog Hippie.
The name Hippie is horrible.
Awful.
But
awful.
I love George Michael. So the only reason I'm giving it somewhat of a pass is because of that connection. Because I love George Michael. It's still – the name's terrible, but it's George Michael.
Do you think George Michael, in his last days, was like, how do I want the world to remember me? I want them to think about my music and my songwriting skills, like the joy that I brought to people. Or was he like, I want them to know that my remote godson, whom I barely really knew, wanted to use my name and... Uh-oh. That's me. Sorry.
That's you? That's all right.
That's me. Now you know how I live with many alarms.
You got to do a guided meditation break right now.
I do. I must. Sorry. Sandoval made me. Some woman named Shannon. But like... Is that how you want to be memorialized? Because your hanger-on reality star godson wants to remember you and memorialize you because you named your dog, probably in a fucking drug-fueled haze yourself, Hippie. Different time, also. So now he's going to name his dog Hippie? It's like that and Ali. All of these people who've passed on, please, like, let's not memorialize them like this. It's so dark. This fucking dog. Everything
Although
is an opportunity.
Although I have my two cats' names. Princess Diana and Prince.
Well,
the artist formerly known as Prince.
But you're not, you know that you're not going to benefit. You don't benefit by
naming
them.
No, I don't
that.
Benefit. They don't, nobody benefits from anything I have to do or say.
Like, you're not, this is not an in for you to make yourself more relevant.
No,
to like,
it's an out, if anything.
Yeah, it's true. But James wants to, and then probably my favorite part in the whole episode, Allie, she says that she's never seen James so happy, and we kind of wind up to this moment. Sandoval's like, I know this isn't right. Sandoval knows that, like, what James is saying about him being a great dog dad is not correct, which I believe.
There's got to be two sides to this story, maybe more sides to it. It can't, it's not cut and dry the way he's saying it. But unfortunately, the dog is like, it's not the dog's fault.
It's not that. No, no one is saying it's the dog's fault, but the dog has issues, big issues. So Allie, in this moment, Allie and Sandoval are talking. And we know that Allie is not, obviously, Team Sandoval. But she is in a very honest moment. She's like asking him, like, what's up with this dog? And Sandoval's like, yeah, the dog bit a lot of people. And Allie's like, damn. And she heard the look on her face. She's like, oh, my God. Like, now I live with this dog. And again, I believe it. But and then Allie kind of lightens things a little bit, talking about how Raquel has changed her name from Raquel to Rachel. And if she can do that, why can't Graham be hippie? It's a new start for everyone.
Everyone gets a new name.
Then a huge pause. After this kind of, you know, like, light, nice thing, but then she, huge pause because she turns to Sandoval, who's like this aging 40-something-year-old man, and she thinks about what she just said, and she says, it's kind of sad. I know.
Dark.
Very, very dark. But don't worry, we get a Tahoe montage. Don't worry, we get a Tahoe montage after that of people not being dark, and they're, you know, sitting on rocks and diving into water and drinking.
Splish,
and,
splash.
You know, all this shit. But we go back to L.A., Tom and Ariana's house. Ariana's talking to Lucinda, who's a designer, who's appraising everything in the house to see what it costs. And you know, if you've been listening, you know that we've been talking about this Lego portrait for every episode. The last 5 episodes we've been talking about this Lego portrait. We've never shut the fuck up about this Lego portrait. Finally, we get an answer. We get some kind of, not an answer, but like more info. Lucinda says that she talked to Andy, the artist, and he said that he could change the Lego portrait to be just Ariana. And we don't get any response. We don't hear her say, yes, please fucking change it, or take this fucking shit out of here, or like, how much is this? Let's get this appraised and get it moved out. We don't get anything. But we do know that change is possible. Change it! Oh my God, like, what is happening? It's so fucking... It will be the death of me. It won't be Graham. It won't be like these fucking dark conversations. It will be this fucking Lego portrait that they can't for the life of them take out of there. I really hope that one of the ancillary characters, like Ariana's boyfriend, just like comes in like pretty drunk one night and just like breaks it.
Yeah,
like the penis flute. This could be another penis flute. And Maddox, get in there.
Yeah.
One night after you clock out and just get rid of this thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate talking about it. Well, I like talking about it a little bit. Everything in this house is custom and like hideous, you know. And Ariana says, you know, the house is the walls, but I've paid for most of these things.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get the shit out. I mean, does this mean you're going to sell the house? I don't think the house is sold as of now. As of when we're recording this podcast, I don't think the house has been sold to either of them or a third party yet. So again, we're kind of spinning our wheels here. Sheena and Brock talk to Summer Moon, who hangs up on them because she's got shit to do. And the two talk. Brock apologizes for hurting Sheena's feelings. We get this nice closing the loop on this argument, kind of. Until fucking Brock does something else that's whatever. Schwartz has been stung by a bee during all of this. And he is on the sink in this next scene. He's got a bottle of, I believe, his own whiskey.
Yeah.
The Tom and Tom whiskey. His foot is up because he's like picking at his fucking bee sting. And he douses his own foot.
I don't
whiskey.
Think it does that. Does it doesn't work like
no.
that? It's not like an open. I don't know. It's not like a cut or a tetanus or something.
I mean, is the stinger still in your foot? Like, take the stinger out of your foot.
Yeah.
No, it's not like. Also, this is it's whiskey. It's like not like a clean rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like a sweetened,
or like a vodka, like a strong 99% vodka.
This is like a mulled cider vodka.
Yeah,
like you're fucking.
There's fruit
disgusting.
In it, probably.
You pour it on your foot and you take a swig because you're fucking. Disgusting. Ugh, God. After this, it gets even darker. They go to Wolf, which is in its, like, raw state. And Lisa is demolished. She's in her, like, her next outfit, where she's in her, like, little, like, workman's thing with a little hot hat, darling. And she invites them. Graham is there!
I mean, it's just sawdust and nails.
Why is this dog at this construction site? Anyway, Lisa invites them to help demolish this wall. James says she could have looked after Graham better. Schwartz says, I'm single and 40. Sheena says, restraining order.
It's kind of cringy.
It's horrible.
I mean, inherently it's
so
cringy.
Uncomfortable to watch. Then Tom fucking Sandoval gets up there. He's at bat. And he says, scumbag and cheaters. Worm with a mustache. Charles Manson's son, which Lala laughs at.
Yeah.
Lala is all of us. Then he just says, Lala. He's running out of ideas.
But none of those things are like, hey, here's something I did. It's everything somebody else said in response to what I did.
Yeah. And I think Lala says, I forget who says this, how about you hit the wall with your actions, though?
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
I mean, Lala has been like pretty like free. I mean, you know,
Lala and Katie have had some pithy little remarks that I appreciate, even though in general I find Lala to be insufferable. But I like this. I like this. Then he says, motherfucking Scandoval.
It's very
finally,
cringy.
Yeah. Thankfully, they like usher everybody out of this like work site where this is like a hazard to a drink at a bar that carries Vanderpump wine, of course. And why is this dog also at this? Has anyone fed this dog? Has this dog been out?
The dog's probably like, how come I spent like months at a time and nobody even looks at me? And now
I'm just like the center of these horrible white people's worlds, you know? They're at dinner. Lisa and Ken join them. Schwartz gets a dirty martini. Lisa says, something struck me as particularly sad, Schwartz, yet single at 40.
But, I don't know. It probably goes for a lot of different places in the world. But being a male and 40 and being on a reality show and you have no kids or whatever, it's not that weird. It's actually pretty normal. I mean, it's not 1950. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it's just something you said. And it's also probably not true.
Yeah. And also, that's the thing that struck her of that whole thing, that's the one thing that struck her, his throwaway single at 40 line, not fucking, fucking Sandoval.
They're all single at 40. Are most of them single at 40?
They really are. I mean, fucking son of Charles Manson.
That's really funny.
That was brilliant. But this is a way that we can talk about Joe, right? Because what's happening? Lala says, but are you really single? They talk about Joe. He's not ready to date. He's not
He talks
available.
About Joe. He's like, who is this Joe? Is Joe in the room right now?
Yeah.
He talks about Joe as if like people are just making something up.
Yeah, no. When you're having sex with someone, they basically live with you.
Yeah.
And cut your hair. And enable you to binge drink. But also, let's see more of Joe. Why isn't Joe here?
Yeah.
I think Joe would be such a fucking, we need that Kristen energy. Like, we need that fucking nutty, fucking
saying stuff where everyone's like, it's out of pocket.
Yeah,
you know?
Everyone's like annoyed at you, but you're like fucking blackout. Yeah. Like, that's what we need. We crave it. Everyone's too sober here. And Schwartz is also like too drunk. You know, it's like everyone's too sober and Schwartz is too sad drunk. It's fucking
his
depressing.
Foot is drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk. His beasting foot. Anyway, Then Lisa said, okay, Sandoval takes a selfie with Brock. He's like, want to be in my selfie? Brock does not want to be in the selfie, but Brock leans in to be in a selfie that Sandoval takes at the table for no fucking reason. And then Lisa, to add to like the cringy, awkward things that are happening at this table, says, James, tell me something nice about Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
what the fuck?
Like, she's trying to lead some kind of, shaman circle. Like, kind of like a trust fall type thing.
So fucking, and to his credit, he's like, I don't want to talk about this right now. They're all sitting at the table together, and everyone's, like, being civil, and that's a thing.
But he said, we're all sitting here, and that was a very sensible, real thing to say.
But also, to his credit, he's also like, no, I'm not going to fucking be your, I'm not going to be like Lisa's puppet right now, you know, even though she wants it so badly. She fucking wants to unify everyone. Sheena in her talking head is like, Tom and Ariana need a complete break. They're never going to get this if they live in the same house. Obviously, we all think that. Then Sandoval steals James away to talk. And this I just don't want to listen to this talk. I know this talk is going to be boring. I don't want to listen to it. It's going to be like lame. No one's going to fight. James is right. Sandoval is wrong. We're doing the same thing we did at his birthday party. And, you know, essentially James is like, he's a fucking coward. You're a coward. Mm. You should have ended things with Ariana. You didn't because you're a fucking coward. And he's like, it's not that simple. And
he, no, it is that. I mean, listen.
He fucking digs at James. He's like, you don't understand. Our lives were, I know you don't understand this. Our lives were intertwined. It's like, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You think you're the first fucking person to have to, like, break up with a life partner?
A long time person. You know, there's some people that are more intertwined. I don't know, kids.
Yeah, married. You know,
and yeah, a lot more than just being long time boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
He actually is the first one. He's like, I don't want to break them all. Like, I don't want to, like, be patient zero.
No, he's fucking...
Of course, I mean, it is... I mean, listen, it is hard, and there's plenty of people out there that are equally as cowardly. He's not the only one.
No.
But don't make it seem like it's not that... James is right. Like, well, you could have just... That was an option.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not an option because I wanted all of it.
Yeah. I mean, because you're a fucking selfish asshole, and you're a coward, and you're not smart. And now you think that, like, all of that can be swept under the rug really easily, which honestly you should think that given the history of this group. But also you're coming off like you're too dumb to be knowing what you're doing. Like, I wish you were leaning into his fucking – I wish – just be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Be a fucking asshole. Talk about having sex with Raquel, with James. Like, fucking be an asshole. But you don't because you're too stupid and you lack self-awareness to realize that, like, that's how you should be doing because you're already halfway there. Even, I don't know. It's fucking so hard to watch. James says, I thought Tom Sandoval was the last person in Hollywood who was going to fuck me over. And that's – James, I've been on his side this whole time. And at this point, I'm like, really? You thought
– last?
Like, you know, this guy?
Yeah.
This fucking white nail polish motherfucker? You thought you could trust him? The guy who, like, fucking created, like, a fucking Ferris wheel, like, coach. Like, this is the guy that you, like, put all your trust in? Jesus Christ. And then we've got this big montage of them being friends. And the episode just kind of, like, fizzles out. That's
now,
it.
Now we're deep, right? We're five deep.
Ugh.
I have a thing, a statement. Like, okay. Number one, What is this show without Tom Sandoval's involvement?
Mm-hmm.
Now just him. There is really no conversation almost to be had without him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, maybe some people agree, some people don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
Is it – I mean, last season was so exciting because a lot was going on, you know, and there's probably – they probably gained a lot of new audience. But then they're like kind of like, now we're just watching – like, what are we kind of watching now?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that said, like, oh, God, Raquel, do not have her back. The show will be worse with her back. Mm-hmm. Even her existence makes it worse. It's like, but no one can stop talking about her.
Yeah, she's still there pretty much.
Without her, there's still – everyone is – I mean, I'm sure everyone is benefiting. I mean, are we benefiting?
Yes.
No, but we're benefiting in the sense that we get to talk. We're not actually benefiting.
I mean, my emotional health is not benefiting,
no.
I will say.
Also, I'll say is, you know, the people that are, you know, we're talking about, like, oh, I can't be friends with Tom, but I think people would rather be a bigger fish in, like, a bigger fish in the smaller, say, Tom Sandoval pond than a smaller fish in a bigger Ariana pond. Because if you're like, I'm not talking to you, Tom, they don't have anything to say because what are you going to do, sit around with Ariana and be like, cool, like, eventually you're doing Chicago, you're doing Dancing with the Stars. Great. Where do I fit?
Yeah.
They fit into Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval needs them. Ariana doesn't need them. So, yeah, I understand Ariana's saying, like, I'll cut you off. But it's like, we don't we have no purpose unless we're unless we're part of this group.
Yeah.
We don't benefit by just
aligning ourselves with you.
I mean, her and Katie are just literally standing there talking about a restaurant that might not open.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, other than that, like, and I think Katie looked great and I'm sure she has her own stuff going on and very happy. But, like, what is there to talk about?
No, but also, again, you have to be opportunistic. Like, kind of really what you're talking about here is, like, where's the opportunity for conflict and entertainment and dynamism in the show? Where can we fit into that? And you don't fit into that with Ariana, who really, again, is someone who I think is one of the smartest cast members and probably someone I would, like, be friends with. You know, like, she was, like, lovely when I met her. She's great. I know that she's very cool. But it's, like, that's, like, not the recipe for like a reality star.
And these people need to, the more time, you know, they're being shown, mm-hmm. the more time people might go to their Instagram. When people go to their Instagram, they might buy their blank or mm-hmm. listen to their podcast. And I mean, everyone probably gets that at this point. And they probably are setting up right for Ariana to be the vit, right?
She's getting too big or whatever.
Yeah. But right now, I mean, like, it's still, time is different. It's only 3 or 4 months then. Obviously, it's a year, whatever amount of time it is right in real time. Yeah. So we have been front-loaded with a lot of Ariana and stuff like that. You know, got to give her some leeway because it's only been a few months. But I really wonder, and I don't know how many episodes are left, are they going to get – you know what I mean? Are they going to get somewhere? Are they going to do something?
Something has to be – and this is why I'm like, when they're all like brainstorming their storylines, you know, when the season's picked up, it's like – you know that this isn't, like, enough, you know? Like, this isn't enough.
I knew when people, you know, I see people on the Vanderpump Reddit would mm-hmm. be like, oh, I don't want to see Raquel anymore. It's like, but you don't understand. The season, previous season was, I thought was, like, unwatchable, you mm-hmm. know, personally. Yeah. It was very, so, like, you're mad about the thing, but the only reason we're having the conversation is because of that. And you want to take that out. So what? This poor dog has to be traipsed around.
Yeah.
That's the it. Like, that was the bulk of this episode.
It really was.
And everyone looking, like, honestly, like, everyone was looking at the dog, like, pretending to be like, oh, wait, are we supposed to, like, know that this dog is important to somebody? Because we don't know it like that. It almost seems like, kind of like, all right, yeah, we're going to pretend that this dog has been very important to all of us.
Yeah.
When we know it hasn't, but there's nothing else to do.
Exactly. And we're sober. And, like, the problem, too, is, like, you really, like, these people have been doing this show for so long, and because the cast is so tight-knit, and to get a new cast member on the show, it hasn't worked.
Yeah. But there's been, like, they need that, though.
Well, they just need, I don't even know if, I mean, I would like that. I think I would, I mean, Joe, that'd be fucking great.
A new boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Well, that's the thing. We need to see them date, like, we've had more single people as cast members right now than we ever have, I think. Like, there's a lot, you know, we've got Schwartz is single. We've got Katie is single. Lala is single. You know, I guess that's...
Graham is spoken for.
Ariana is not single, but, like, you know, she's starting something new. Like, let's get them out and, like, fucking people. Like, work. You know, Sandoval single. You know, like, let's see fucking... You know, like,
I mean, probably what's happening is he's still milking that, like, I don't know, maybe me and, no, and exactly. Raquel get back. He's like, meanwhile, he's like, how many episodes do I have to do this for, like, cycle-wise before I can start, like, bumping things up again?
But if he was more self-aware, he'd be like, oh, I should cheat on Raquel. Like, and then I'm, like, into, like, weird, compulsive, like, that kind of, like, like, that's what they used to do, you know? Like, Miami Girl. It's fucking... Anytime you want to fly Miami Girl back to L.A., I'm here to watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll, like, pick her from the airport.
Work. Yeah, absolutely. You know, they just need to, like, keep the momentum going. But they have to, like, put in some work and get messy because that's what the show's all about, you know? We don't care. They've been on it for so long. They don't care.
Do you think this amount of episodes in, like, things should be happening by now? Or do you think it's still, like, a honeymoon phase of, like we're still just percolating?
I don't know. I mean, I think should be like, listen, you think back on the great seasons, things are happening, seeds are planted, texts are being sent, you know, like, things are fucking happening from the beginning. It's chaos. Well, this is not, you know, this is like, listen, it's not a theme party, thank fucking God.
We just promoted 2 restaurants.
Yeah, I don't want to demolition.
But maybe Tom coming back, like, I think maybe we're getting out of that honeymoon. Like, okay, now Tom is going to be – can Tom Sandoval just be back? Like, just have him back and have the problems with him being back.
Yeah. Like, this is why we need Jax back, because Jax knew. Jax, first of all, was a compulsive liar and probably a sex addict and alcohol. Like, he had all these things working for his storyline. But, like, he knew if he was in therapy, I had to be fucking the therapist. You know, if he was doing something, he had to create conflict – and just be that. And, like, these – I mean, Katie, like, fucking get out there. You know, like, but they're older and kind of complacent. And really, Jax and Kristen are now on this other show, The Valley. So That's, what are they going to bring, you know?
I don't know, but I think we – I don't know we're five episodes in where we should be, but I'm hoping now that we're like, okay, Tom Sandoval's back. Like, can we just be have him back without, like, this thing of, like, we're – you know what I mean? Like, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Exhausted. You know, like, let's get to, like, giving this – show 5 stars and leaving it a review.
Yeah, wherever you're listening. Your part too.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's get to that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, just
don't
like
be a fucking don't be a Katie.
Yeah, no, be you know what? Be a hip,
season 2 Jax, yeah, or a hippie.
Be a hippie. Be a hippie
on a private jet.
Yeah,
please.
Be a hippie on a private jet. Thanks for listening. VPR Now is our Instagram where we sort of put stuff. And we're probably have some in between. Rebecca was promising me that she's going to do some
promising.
Oh yeah, no, she promised on a stack of Bibles that she was going to start doing like some tiny little recaps of Rachel Goes Rogue.
Yeah, you want to hear that?
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
you don't, probably, but
you know, you could digest some of that and maybe some Valley. We're supposed to digest some Valley for us.
Valley for sure. I think Rachel Goes Rogue is better than this show right now.
Oh.
It's because she's talking about having sex with Tom Sandoval. I mean, that's the conflict. You know, it's more of what we wanted to. They're in Tahoe.
Well, don't go rogue on us. We'll be back next week.
All right. Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.